Track 2, Section 1, Signing Up for Medicare, pages 15 through 19. Will I get Part A and Part B automatically? If you're already getting benefits from Social Security or the Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, you'll automatically get Part A and Part B starting the first day of the month you turn 65. If your birthday is on the first day of the month, Part A and Part B starts the first day of the prior month. If you're under 65 and have a disability, you'll automatically get Part A and Part B after getting 24 months of disability benefits, either from Social Security or certain disability benefits from the RRB. If you live in Puerto Rico, you don't automatically get Part B. You must sign up for it. Go to page 16. If you have ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also called Lou Gehrig's disease, you'll get Part A and Part B automatically the month your Social Security disability benefits begin. If you automatically get Medicare, you'll get your red, white, and blue Medicare card in the mail 3 months before your 65th birthday or 25th month of disability benefits, and you don't need to pay a premium for Part A, sometimes called premium-free Part A. Most people choose to keep Part B. If you don't want Part B, let us know before the coverage start date on your Medicare card. If you do nothing, you'll keep Part B and pay Part B premiums through your Social Security or RRB benefits. If you have other coverage and need help deciding if you should keep Part B, go to page 19. If you choose not to keep Part B but decide you want it later, you may have a delay in getting Medicare Part B coverage because you can only sign up at certain times. You may also have to pay a late enrollment penalty for as long as you have Part B. Go to page 23. Will I have to sign up for Part A and or Part B? If you're close to 65 but not getting Social Security or RRB benefits, you'll need to sign up for Medicare. Visit ssa.gov/medicare to apply for Part A and Part B. You can also contact Social Security 3 months before you turn 65 to set up an appointment. If you worked for a railroad, contact the RRB. In most cases, if you don't sign up for Part B when you're first eligible, you may have a delay in getting Medicare Part B coverage in the future because you can only sign up at certain times. You may also have to pay a late enrollment penalty for as long as you have Part B. Go to page 23. If you have end-stage renal disease, ESRD, and want Medicare, you'll need to sign up for it. Contact Social Security to find out when and how to sign up for Part A and Part B. For more information, visit medicare.gov/publications to review the booklet, Medicare Coverage of Kidney Dialysis and Kidney Transplant Services. Important: if you live in Puerto Rico and get benefits from Social Security or the RRB, you'll automatically get Part A the first day of the month you turn 65 or after you get disability benefits for 24 months. However, if you want Part B, you'll need to sign up for it by completing an application for enrollment in Part B form, CMS 40B. To get this form in English and Spanish, visit medicare.gov/basics/forms-publications-mailings/forms/enrollment. If you don't sign up for Part B when you're first eligible, you may have a delay in getting Part B coverage in the future because you can only sign up at certain times. You may also have to pay a late enrollment penalty for as long as you have Part B. Go to page 23. Where can I get more information? Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 for more information about your Medicare eligibility and to sign up for Part A and or Part B. TTY users can call 1-800-325-0778. If you worked for a railroad or get RRB benefits, call the RRB at 1-877-772-5772. TTY users can call 1-312-751-4701. You can also get free, personalized health insurance counseling from your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. Go to pages 115 through 118 for the phone number of your local SHIP. After you signed up for Medicare Part A and or Part B, it's time to look at your coverage options. People get Medicare coverage in different ways. To get the most out of your coverage, review all of your options and decide what best meets your needs. Go to pages 11 through 13 for more details. If I didn't get Part A and Part B automatically, when can I sign up? If you didn't automatically get premium-free Part A, for example, because you're still working and not yet getting Social Security or Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, benefits, you can sign up for any time after you're first eligible for Medicare. Go to page 22 for more information. In this example, your Part A coverage will go back, retroactively, 6 months from when you sign up for Part A, or apply for Social Security or RRB benefits, but no earlier than the first month you're eligible for Medicare. Depending on how you become eligible for Part A, the retroactive period may be different. You can only sign up for Part B during the enrollment periods listed on the next page. Important: remember, in most cases, if you don't sign up for Part A, if you have to buy it, and Part B when you're first eligible, your enrollment may be delayed and you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty. Go to pages 22 and 23. What are the Part A and Part B enrollment periods? You can only sign up for Part B and or Part A if you have to buy it during these enrollment periods. Initial enrollment period. Generally, you can first sign up for Part A and or Part B during the 7-month period that begins 3 months before the month you turn 65 and ends 3 months after the month you turn 65. If your birthday is on the first of the month, your 7-month period starts 4 months before the month you turn 65 and ends 2 months after the month you turn 65. Example, if you turn 65 on June 2nd, your 7-month period would begin in March and end in September. If you turn 65 on June 1st, your 7-month period would begin in February and end in August. If you sign up for Part A and or Part B during the first 3 months of your initial enrollment period, in most cases, your coverage begins the first day of your birthday month. However, if your birthday is on the first day of the month, your coverage starts the first day of the prior month. If you sign up the month you turn 65 or during the last 3 months of your initial enrollment period, your coverage starts the first day of the month after you sign up. Special enrollment period. After your initial enrollment period is over, you may have a chance to sign up for Medicare during a special enrollment period. For example, if you didn't sign up for Part B or Part A, if you have to buy it when you were first eligible because you have group health plan coverage based on current employment, your own, a spouse's, or a family member's if you have a disability, you can sign up for Part A and or Part B anytime you're still covered by the group health plan. During the 8-month period that begins the month after the employment ends or the coverage ends, whichever happens first, your coverage starts the first day of the month after you sign up. Usually, you won't have to pay a late enrollment penalty if you sign up during a special enrollment period. This period doesn't apply if you're eligible for Medicare based on end-stage renal disease, ESRD, or you're still in your initial enrollment period. To sign up for Part A and or B, contact Social Security at 1-800-772-1213. TTY users should call 1-800-325-0778. Important: COBRA, Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act, coverage, retiree health plans, VA coverage, and individual health insurance coverage, like coverage through the health insurance marketplace, registered sign, aren't considered coverage based on current employment and don't count as employer coverage for a special enrollment period. There may be reasons why you should take Part B instead of, or in addition to, COBRA coverage. You have 8 months after your coverage based on current employment ends to sign up for Part B without a penalty, whether or not you choose COBRA. However, if you have COBRA and you're eligible for Medicare, COBRA may only pay a small portion of your medical costs. You generally aren't eligible for a special enrollment period to sign up for Medicare when the COBRA coverage ends. Go to page 89 for more information about COBRA coverage. To avoid paying a penalty, make sure you sign up for Medicare when you're first eligible. If you have retiree coverage, it may not pay for your health services if you don't have both Part A and Part B. Exceptional situations for a special enrollment period. There are other circumstances where you may be able to sign up for Medicare during a special enrollment period. You may be eligible if you miss an enrollment period because of certain exceptional circumstances, like being impacted by a natural disaster or an emergency, incarceration, employer or health plan error, losing Medicaid coverage, or other circumstances outside of your control that Medicare determines to be exceptional. For more information, visit medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. Important: if you recently lost Medicaid and you now qualify for Medicare, but didn't sign up for Medicare when you first became eligible, you may be able to sign up for Part A and Part B without paying a late enrollment penalty. If you already have Medicare but lost Medicaid, you also have coverage options. For more information, check out the Losing Medicaid fact sheet at go.medicare.gov/losing-medicaid. General enrollment period. If you have to pay for Part A, but don't sign up for it nor don't sign up for Part B, for which you must pay premiums, during your initial enrollment period, and you don't qualify for a special enrollment period, you can sign up during the general enrollment period from January 1st to March 31st each year. You may have to pay a higher Part A and or Part B premium for late enrollment. Go to pages 22 and 23. When you sign up during the general enrollment period, your coverage starts the first day of the month after you sign up. Not sure if you qualify for an enrollment period? Visit medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. I have other health coverage. Should I get Part B? This information can help you decide if you should get Part B based on the type of health coverage you may have. Employer or union coverage. If you or your spouse or family member, if you have a disability, are still working and you have health coverage through that employer or union, go to page 21 to find out how your coverage works with Medicare. You can also contact the Employer or Union Benefits Administrator for information. This includes federal or state employment in active duty military service. It might be to your advantage to delay Part B enrollment while you still have health coverage based on your or your spouse's current employment. Coverage based on current employment doesn't include COBRA or similar continuation coverage after employment ends. Retiree coverage. VA coverage. Individual health insurance coverage, like through the health insurance marketplace, registered sign. TRICARE. If you have TRICARE, healthcare program for active duty and retired service members and their families, you generally must sign up for Part A and Part B when you're first eligible to keep your TRICARE coverage. However, if you're an active duty service member or an active duty family member, you don't have to sign up for Part B to keep your TRICARE coverage. For more information, contact your TRICARE contractor. Go to page 90. If you have CHAMPVA coverage, you must sign up for Part A and Part B to keep it. Call 1-800-733-8387 for more information about CHAMPVA. Medicaid. If you have Medicaid and don't have Part B, Medicaid may help you sign up for it. Medicare will pay first, and Medicaid will pay second. Medicaid may be able to help pay your Medicare out-of-pocket costs, like premiums, deductibles, coinsurance, and co-payments. Call your state medical assistance, Medicaid, office for more information and to find out if you qualify. Visit medicaid.gov/about-us/beneficiary-resources. /index.html/state menu or call 1-800-Medicare. 1-800-633-4227 to get the phone number for your state's Medicaid office. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048.